USA News, I'm John Schaefer. It's another day in the dark for many Californians. More than 200,000 are without power as major storms continue to pound the state.
It was rising quick. In my experience, the fastest I've seen it rise.
It caught people that have been here 50 years, caught them unprepared.
90% of the state remains under a flood watch, and flooding has led to evacuation orders or warnings in many areas. A new report from CNN claims that the classified documents found in President Biden's Washington think tank office included intelligence memos. The documents from Biden's time as vice president also contain briefing materials on countries including Ukraine and Russia. Republicans are quick to point out what they see as a double standard in the handling of these documents compared to the FBI raid on former President Trump's home. Republicans in Congress are taking aim at President Biden's weekend trip to the U.S.-Mexico border. Congressman Tony Gonzalez, who represents the district near El Paso, called Biden's visit nothing more than a dog and pony show.
They handled this as if it was a political visit with only friendlies around it.
Gonzalez and others say if the president truly wants to find a bipartisan fix for the immigration crisis, Republicans need to be invited to the table and the border. The last 8 years have been the hottest on record, according to a new report from the European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service. They claim the Earth is about 2 degrees hotter than it was in the second half of the 19th century. Heat-trapping gases in the atmosphere are being blamed, and last year clocks in as the fifth warmest year for the planet since we began keeping records. It's being called a year of climate extremes that brought flooding and record-breaking heat waves. And if you're wondering, 2016 remains the hottest year on record. Well, if you carry debt on your credit card month to month, you're like a lot of Americans. A new report from Bankrate.com says nearly half of all people with credit cards carry the debt from month to month. That's a 7% jump from last year. And in case you're wondering, the average credit card interest rate is at an all-time high, 19.6%. This is USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range.
Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app.
At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
They're still celebrating in Georgia after the Bulldogs won the college football national championship.
The Bulldogs are back-to-back CFP national champions. Georgia rolled to a 65-7 victory over the TCU Horned Frogs at Sophie Stadium in Inglewood. Stenson Benton threw for 304 yards and four touchdowns and also ran in for two scores to finish Georgia's perfect season, 15-0. It's the first time a school has won consecutive national championships since Alabama went back-to-back in 2011 and 2012. UGA head coach Kirby Smart says Stetson Benton passed all the tests.
And what he did tonight was truly amazing. I mean, he probably had his best game of his career, in my opinion, with some of the checks he made, some of the decisions he made, just really elite.
Quarterback Stenson Benton says it was special to finish the perfect season.
Yeah, I mean, it's special. You know, it seems like for the past 3 or 4 months we've been looking to see if somebody could beat us, and we just, you know, ran out of games. Nobody could.
I'm Julio Flores.
Higher interest rates are coming. Federal Reserve Governor Michelle Bowman says she expects the central bank to continue raising interest rates to slow inflation. Bowman is hopeful higher rates will bring inflation down to its 2% goal. Was O.J. Simpson the original choice to play the Terminator? No, says director James Cameron. In an appearance on HBO's Who's Talking to Chris Wallace, Cameron said a higher-up at one of the studios funding the film pitched Simpson as a candidate for the lead role, but the discussion never went any farther than that. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.